Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today as we continue to celebrate Small Business Week in Washington, D.C. This is the official week of small business. As you know, I celebrate small business every day of the year, not just any particular week, but there is one particular week where we do our annual pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. when the SBA says we're going to do it. And that's the official Small Business Week. That's this week. And so... You remember the old show, the old movie, if this is Belgium, it must be Tuesday? Well, if this is Small Business Week, it must be Washington, D.C., and I must be here. This is my ninth year to support the SBA and to celebrate Small Business Week, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm almost as much as I'm looking forward to introducing you to Steve Galvin. Steve has become a friend of ours. We've known him for a few years now. He's Deputy Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He has been Chief of Staff and Chief Operating Officer in his fine organization. He also, prior to this, came over from the Office of Management and Budget, where he worked on the e-government portfolio, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on. But first, we're going to talk about Small Business Week. Steve, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be on your show. Really appreciate it.
Well, it's good to be here, and thank you again for inviting me back. I'm really looking forward to all the things we're going to do to whoop it up on behalf of a small business this week.
Absolutely. And Jim, again, before we start, I'd like to point out that, you know, you've been a real champion for small business. You've been a friend of the SBA. You've always been able to get the point across for small business, and it is greatly appreciated. And we're looking forward to seeing you this afternoon at the Procurement Awards Luncheon. You're going to be the MC there, and you're going to be the MC of a very, very good luncheon. We're going to have Secretary Carlos Gutierrez, Tom Donahue for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce,
right.
So we're looking forward there.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words, Steve. And of course, folks, the folks at the SBA, the professionals, and they are professionals, and I'm talking about two different groups of folks at the SBA, the career folks who they're, you know, every year, administration after administration, and then you have the appointees who change during different administrations. But I've never, you know, Steve, in the 9 years I've worked with you guys, I've never met anybody who wasn't a consummate pro, and I congratulate you guys on that.
Well, we appreciate you. You know, again, it takes an entire team to produce the results that best serve small business and best serve the taxpayers. And we have a very, very good, strong team of both political appointees carrying out the president's mission and the president's priorities, and the career employees who really understand the programs and really understand and have good sensitivity to small business. So I appreciate that kind.
The best compliment I could pay you is that I worked with the SBA for 2 years before I realized there was a difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, and I still feel that way. I mean, the people that I introduced to you and introduce you to, they don't know that. When they work with you guys, and after a while, I say, you know, you realize that guy's career and that guy's appointed. I mean, they don't get it. I mean, that's my point is that's how well, you guys work together and how professional everybody is. You can't see that. Let's talk about Small Business Week. What's going on this week?
Well, we have a number of awards events. Again, Small Business Week started from April 9th, so it's ongoing, and it ends on April 15th. And we have an awards event which starts today and ends tomorrow. We have a number of awards we're going to be recognizing. We're first going to have the Procurement Awards Luncheon this afternoon, which, again, you're going to be emceeing. And Mm-hmm. That's where we're going to honor the subcontractor of the year, the prime contractor of the year, the agency Gold Star winners. And then this evening at the State Department, in the Ben Franklin Room, we're going to have a reception honoring the lenders and champion award winners. And there we're going to honor the small business champions, the home-based business of the year, lender of the year, the export lender of the year. And we're going to have Robert Motzbacher, head of OPIC, be the guest speaker.
Right.
And then tomorrow we're going to have the...
Steve, let me stop you for just a second. We're going to go to a break in a second. I wanted to mention, I didn't want to go by that State Department thing too fast. That is always my favorite part of Small Business Week, going to the State Department.
Oh, yes. It's a great venue. It's a historic venue, and it has one of the best views of Washington, D.C.
Well, and up on that upper floor, the antiques, the history, Thomas Jefferson's writing desk is there. You can walk up and touch it. Just the incredible amount of history and provenance. Stand by, Steve. We're going to take a quick break. Steve Galvin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Deputy Administrator at the U.S. Small Business Administration. He and I will be right back. We got more celebrating of small businesses when we come back after these messages. We're back at 17 till. Little Richie Valens for you there. That's the original La Bamba. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out my blog. It's sort of new. It's not brand new, but it's new to some of you if you haven't been to my site lately. And don't forget all the archives and articles and Brain Trust members, lots of resources to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And it's all free. The only thing you have to pay for is if you decide to buy one of our books. Steve Galvin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Deputy Administrator and Chief of Staff and Chief Operating Officer. They call him the utility infielder over there at the SBA, and he's our good friend and with us right now, our guest on the show. Steve, today is going to be the procurement luncheon. Tonight's going to be the Phoenix Awards. Is that right, the Phoenix Awards?
Lenders and Champion Award.
Yeah, the Lenders and Champions is tonight at the State Department, and then tomorrow at breakfast we've got another one going on.
Yeah, and that's going to be the Phoenix Award, where we're going to recognize those in disaster recovery. And the SBA is going to be having a new award, and that's called the Spirit Awards, for those small businesses that have participated specifically in the Gulf Coast region disaster recovery.
Right.
So that we're going to have those two awards. But then we have a very, very special speaker there. We're going to have President...
That's going to be a breakfast?
It's going to be a breakfast.
And so you're going to have a special speaker, but we can't say who it is?
We can say it. It's going to be President Bush.
President Bush is going to be at the breakfast tomorrow morning.
He's going to be at the breakfast tomorrow morning, and this is the second straight year that he's participated in Small Business Week. It's such an honor for us.
Do we know how he likes his eggs, Steve?
I don't know that, but I do know what his priorities are, and small business is one of his priorities.
Well, you know, you can tell that every time you hear him talk, even when he's not talking about business, even when he's not talking about small business, he manages to get that term into every one of his speeches, doesn't he?
You're absolutely right, Jim. You know, he realizes the importance of small business to this economy. And, you know, we all know the numbers. We all know how many of the new jobs, net jobs, are created by small businesses. We all know that, you know, small businesses are 95% of all the businesses. And he realizes that if we're going to have a strong competitive economy, we need to have a strong small business sector. And he's a big supporter of that.
Well, absolutely, and as I say, all you got to do is listen to him, and you'll see that. Steve, now, and then we got another event. The wrap up event is tomorrow at lunch, right? That's when we recognize the small business winners, the top small business people around the country.
Absolutely. We have the Estate Small Business Awards luncheon. We're going to have the top small business and all the small businesses that have won awards in their state. It's going to be a great event. We're also going to recognize the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, for their 25th anniversary.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, and the SCORE Chapter of the Year.
Those two organizations, SCORE and SBDC, do wonderful things around the country. The folks at the SBDC, the SCORE folks are all volunteers. The SBDC, some are volunteers, I guess, but most of them are not. But regardless, the resources that the SBDCs provide for people who want to walk in off the street and say, I'd like to have some help starting a business, it's just phenomenal, the good work that they do, and they're all incredibly dedicated.
Absolutely, Jim. You've got such a high quality of expertise who are able to help these small business owners or people who are considering getting into a small business. You know, when we talk about the SBA has trained over 2 million small businesses a year, it's through our over 1,500 partners network of SCORE, SBDCs, the Women's Business Centers, and our Native American Centers. So we've done quite a bit of training there, but the SCORE and the SBDCs are our primary delivery vehicle.
Steve, do you know the number of loans, the statistics on the loans that the SBA has made recently? Have you got those numbers in front of you?
Well, you know, I could go back to the most recent annual number of loans that we made. We've made over 100,000 loans in our fiscal year 2005, and that was for over $19 billion.
$19 billion in loan guarantees to small businesses.
Yeah, $19 billion in loan guarantees.
In 1 year.
In 1 year, we made $19 billion of loan guarantees, and we're running at a clip now where we're almost at 50,000 loans for this year. So we continue on driving that train pretty hard to get more capital to small business owners.
And boy, howdy, do we need it. We can use the help. Steve, and let me say this, and I told the administrator this last week, and he didn't know it. I'd never told you guys before. There was a time in my career, in the life of my small business, when I needed a little bit of a leg up. I needed a little bit of help, and the SBA guaranteed a loan for me with my bank. It was a while back, but I will tell you that if it weren't for the SBA and them doing that, I wouldn't be talking to you today, Steve.
You know, isn't that amazing that, again, you talk about planting a seed that germinated into a strong oak. This is a perfect example. And this is what we do when we give loans to small businesses. We're fueling a potential success story. We're fueling someone, an organization that's going to make an impact in this economy, and you never know which one it's going to be.
I didn't need a grant. I didn't need a handout. I just needed a hand, and the SBA was there to do it. They worked with my bank to make that happen, and now I make payroll for a lot of folks, and it's part of the American dream, and
yes.
I want to thank the SBA for that. Steve, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, we're going to change subjects just a little bit and talk about e-government right after these messages. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. during Small Business Week. The SBA is whooping it up on behalf of small business this week, and I'm helping them do it, and it's my pleasure to be able to do that. One of my favorite things to do every year is what I call my annual pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. for Small Business Week. I'm here a lot more during the year than just 1 week, but this is the pilgrimage. This is the one where we come and celebrate this wonderful group of folks that make America so great, small business owners. All of you who are out there listening right now, I don't have to tell you that you're my heroes. And I know Steve Galvin agrees with me. Steve is the guy with the biggest door in the SBA because he has the most titles. He's deputy administrator. He's also chief of staff. He's also chief operating officer. And I think he cleans up at night a little bit he's just got so many things. He's such a smart guy that they use him very wisely and very efficiently. Steve, I want to talk. Oh, by the way, before we go, you didn't tell us who was. I think I cut you off before you had a chance to say who's going to be speaking to the lunch tomorrow, the wrap up luncheon tomorrow.
Well, at the wrap up luncheon, we're going to have a guest speaker, and that's at the Small Business Awards luncheon, and that's going to be the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, the Honorable James Nicholson, and we're
right.
Looking forward to having him there and him spending time with us.
And that'll be when the top small business people of the year, the top small business companies, will be recognized, and the top small business person of the year will be identified. And Steve, as you may know, I won't do it this week because of the way everything's working out, the schedule and everything, but within the next week or two, I will have all four of the top small business winners on my show, and this will be the ninth year in a row that we will have done that.
You know, we really appreciate giving recognition to those entrepreneurs because, you know, their success is what it's all about. And, again, you know, you want to continue that beyond just what we're going to do over the next 2 days. So I think that's a great thing you're doing, Jim.
Well, the thing that we find out, Steve, is when I tell my audience that this is not a beauty contest, these people earn the right to be recognized. When my audience hears them talking about the things that they do and their vision and their values, that comes across. They get that. And so that's the reason why I like hearing what they have to say, and I like giving them some airtime. Steve, let's move over and talk about e-government. Now, you've been very much involved in this. Tell the audience what it is and why small business owners should care.
Well, first of all, e-government is just another way of looking at how we can improve and reform the federal government. What are the technologies, what are the tools that are going to allow us to enable best practices of industry, best practices that other government agencies are doing? And it's going to allow us to do two things. One, it's going to be able to let us take government to the citizens at their own time. So if you have a website, just like your website, you can get on 24/7. That means you can get on any time during the day from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, or even 2 o'clock in the morning, and you could do that 7 days a week. And that's important for small business owners because, you know, small business owners don't work just 8 to 5 days, and they're working 8 to 5 days.
Well, we're filling orders during the day. Sometimes we need to do our research at night. And
that's
the
right. They're doing their mission work from 8 to 5 or 8 to 10, and those are the kinds of things they do in the evening, getting information about government programs, getting information about the loan program. And so by using e-government, it's going to allow them to get access and interface with government rather than going, taking time in a day, driving to some government office building in downtown, paying $25 for parking. So that's one thing. The other thing, as taxpayers, it's going to allow us to do things more cheaply. It's going to give us better and more service at a reduced cost. There's a couple of websites that we have, and of course, www.sba.gov, which has all information for entrepreneurs on small business. But there's also another website, which is one of the presidential e-government initiatives. It's one of the 25 presidential initiatives, and that's what we call business.gov, www.business.gov.
What's there, Steve?
Go ahead, Jim.
What's there?
That's going to have compliance-related information. One of the things is it's so difficult for small businesses to deal with the regulations, compliance information, and we're going to put this in on one site. So, for instance, if I'm a dry cleaner, I have to deal with EPA on environmental issues. I have to deal with the Department of Labor on labor-related issues, payroll-type issues, the IRS, of course.
So you're going to gaggle all those together so we can go to one site and get what we need.
It's the one.
And Steve, I congratulate you on that, but I'm afraid I have to stop us because we've run out of time. You've got so much to tell us. Will you come back another day?
Jim, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here, and I'll see you later today. Steve Galvin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.